I'm Courtney Martin, and this is the Owsley Moment brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. As you enter the Decorative Arts Gallery at the David Owsley Museum of Art, you might be a little overwhelmed at first, but as you make your way toward the case at the back of the room, you'll discover a true masterpiece, Gertrude and Otto Natzler's Shallow Bowl. The Natzlers were born in Austria, but escaped Hitler's regime and moved to Los Angeles in 1938. This husband and wife team collaborated often, with Gertrude in charge of making the ceramic objects and Otto glazing them. The couple influenced many artists in America with their knowledge of glazes and firing. Shallow Bowl uses rich and shimmering blue and green glazes to develop a romantic and ethereal aesthetic. The swirl effect in the middle makes the bowl look like it is underwater. The Natzlers created this bowl toward the middle of their careers in the 1950s. Their partnership was so strong that before Gertrude passed away in 1971, she made 200 pots for Otto to glaze. He completed those works before passing away himself in 2007 at the age of 99. Their work is also represented in the Metropolitan Museum of Art and the Museum of Modern Art in New York, in addition to the David Owsley Museum of Art in Muncie. We'd like to thank Ball State student Marie Budecker for her text. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.